Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure.
You guys are coming to the Pure Casino Yellowhead, and 35 years the Crash Test Dummies have been around. How did the band originally come together, and what was the music scene like in Winnipeg at the time?
The band came together as the result of me wanting to have a house band at a friend of mine's cafe. It was a cafe in Winnipeg that was notorious for staying open until 4 a.m. and serving beer in teapots. It was called the Blue Note. While I was going to the University of Winnipeg on the weekends, I made a habit of playing there, and I gathered together various musicians from the Winnipeg music community, and we just played cover songs. I never had any thought of doing it professionally. I was, as far as I was concerned, I was just doing my degree. But when I finished my degree, I thought, you know, I'm going to give music a try. And if it doesn't work out, I can always fall back on my degree. So I made a demo tape, and it got into the right hands. And suddenly there was a bidding war over us. And the rest, they say, is history.
It is, because 35 years, a successful Canadian band with thought-provoking and unique songs. Where do you draw your inspiration for your storytelling?
Yeah, well, you know, inspiration for storytelling comes from a lot of places. I read a lot, so I get ideas there. And, you know, sometimes snippets of conversation can be gold, just things overheard. And I also make notes when I write, so I kind of work with my own stuff as well as other things. Things.
So when you say you take notes, do you take notes and then go, oh, that might work for later on, so I'll save that for another time?
I have done that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You took a hiatus due to health issues, but how did the time away from music influence your perspective on your career and on your life in general?
Big questions today. Well, you know, I have to say I enjoy touring now far more than I did when I was a younger man, largely because I was just so busy. When you've got that level of success, the amount of work they pile on you is unbelievable. When I say they, I mean the record company, who are doing a good job by piling the work on me. That's their job. It's not like I'm complaining. You know, I used to get up at 6 a.m. to do radio shows, and we wouldn't play until 10 o'clock that night. And they'd have me booked doing press for the whole time. So it was a grueling schedule, and I was constantly exhausted. Whereas now that we're all older, we're touring on the strength of our material in the 90s. I don't have to do that anymore. So I'm able to have kind of a relatively sane lifestyle on the road, where I have some time to myself and I can get some rest and all that good stuff.
You've got such a distinctive, deep voice. That's how people know it's the Crash Test Dummies, right? We hear that voice. But who's a voice that you loved listening to or that influenced you?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I grew up listening to music from the 70s and the 80s. And just before I started writing in the 90s, the fashion was metal. All those guys were screamers. And guys like Elton John and all the people that were on the radio, basically, that I tried to sing along to, I couldn't sing along to because my range was the wrong range. My voice was too low. I couldn't hit any of those notes. So I always assumed that I would be useless as a singer. It wasn't until I started writing songs that I sang them by default. I would have preferred to have someone with a better voice sing them, but I just couldn't get anybody to sing it the way I heard the song in my head. So I became the singer, you know, as an afterthought. And then it turned out people liked my voice. I was quite surprised.
Back on tour at the Pearl Showroom in July. It's almost sold out, too, from the last time I looked. But I got to ask, what's the best part about playing live to a smaller crowd?
Oh, well, it's just more intimate. Sometimes when you're playing in bigger venues, like we've played in some really big venues, sometimes you feel like part of the audience just get lost in the shuffle. But that never happens with a smaller room. So I always enjoy that about it.
Brad, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.